Activist says Harvard violated Title IX with attacks on masculinity. By Tom Cicada on January 19, 2019. Activist Gorshat Christoph Pikoz has filed a Title IX complaint against Harvard University for its recent attacks on traditional masculinity. According to a report from the College Fix, a fellow in the Department of English at the University of Southern California has filed a Title IX complaint against Harvard University for their ties to a recent publication in the psychology space that has been criticized for its bigotry. Pikoz's complaint comes in response to the recent publication of the American Psychological Association guidelines that declared that traditional masculinity is psychologically harmful. In the complaint, Pikoz makes the case that Harvard has violated Title IX regulations due to its ties with the APA. Specifically, Harvard loans space on their university website to the APA. The complaint includes five reasons why Harvard's association with the American Psychological Association constitutes a violation of Title IX regulations. By using APA's guidelines, Harvard University creates a set of different standards of behavior/sanctions/treatment for men and women. This is a violation of Title IX. By using APA's guidelines, Harvard University has adopted biased training materials which rely upon sex stereotypes. Title IX specifically prohibits such biased training materials. By using APA's guidelines, Harvard University creates a hostile environment against men. By using APA's guidelines, Harvard University discourages men from seeking counseling services. No reasonable male person would seek counseling at a clinic where his sexual identity is considered to be a form of mental illness, or a driving factor for mental illness. Such dissuasion is prohibited by Title IX. Harvard University violates Title IX by endorsing an external agency, i.e., APA, which discriminates on the basis of sex in offering services. Pikoz says that he is prepared to file litigation against Harvard in support of the complaint if it is necessary. The American Psychological Association's guidelines were published just a week before Gillette dropped a controversial advertisement that urged men to rid themselves of toxic masculinity. The Gillette ad has already found itself on the list of the most disliked YouTube videos of all time.